Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I am psyched to introduce you to these two super funny comedians. Based out of Maryland, Nikki Knowles is a military wife and mother of five boys. She is co-creator of the weekly virtual talk show, Clean AF Comedy, and you can also find her on her IGTV video blog, Me O'Clock. Nikki has received many accolades from partygoers and professional groups alike. Her style is high energy and interactive with a large dose of fun. P.T. Breton is a pastor turned comedian based in D.C. He is also the founder and CEO of Clean Comedy Connection, a media company providing clean comedy shows. He's launching P.T. Breton Podcast, and he's also performed for veterans at Walter Reed Hospital, the D.C. Improv, Google, Amazon, and the White House. Welcome to the show, Nikki and P.T. It's great to have you both on today.
Great to be here, Dawn. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I know. I'm so excited. I couldn't wait, you know, putting these questions together. I just love talking to comedians. They are a large dose of fun, I find. And it's to me, so curious how each comedian gets started in comedy. Can each of you share your start? And I think we'll begin with you, Nikki.
Okay. So, my introduction to comedy is kind of funny, actually. I've always been the one to crack jokes or be the funny one of the group. I did when I was younger, I wanted to be a comedian, but you know, that's, you just never say, oh, I'm going to grow up to be a comedian. I wish I had though. So I would always tell jokes, be the funniest person in the group. And so one day our church was having an anniversary. And they had a comedy night. And so my friend Nicole was like, I signed you up to be a part of the comedy night. And I was like, why in the world would you do that? And she was like, because you're funny. I think you'd be great. And so, you know, with a little reluctance, I went ahead and I did it. And I loved it. And so here I am now, just doing comedy, making people laugh.
I love it. It's a gift. I love it. How about you, PT?
So my start was at a comedy show, actually, where my wife was following this comedian, Nikita B, and she was following her on social media, not like creepy stalking.
I'm glad you clarified.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to be clear. So then she was doing a show locally, and we went to the show. Enjoyed the show, but one of the comedians was from the DMV, actually, Kason Wilson.
And
he is great. And the way he told his jokes were just like the way I crack jokes when I'm preaching. So I leaned over to my wife and was like, oh, I think I can do this. And she was like, okay. We went to another show. We got tickets to another show for our anniversary a couple months after that. And it was a comedian that was up that had only been doing comedy for like 2 months. And she did a great job. So my wife encouraged me to talk to her after the show. And she told me that she went through a program for veterans, a comedy boot camp for veterans, Armed Services Arts Partnership. And she's like, you're a veteran? I'm like, yes. She's like, you should sign up. So I did. And the rest is, as they say, history.
Oh, that's incredible. I did not realize that they had a comedy boot camp for veterans. How long has that program been going on? Do you know?
Since 2015.
Oh, it's relatively new then. I mean,
yeah, I was in the first official class to go through in Hampton Roads. Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. What a wonderful healing and cathartic process, I'm sure, for the veterans to be able to find their voice in comedy. I'm excited to know that that's out there. That's incredible. Yeah, speaking of the military, PT, you have served honorably for 10 years in the United States Air Force as a law enforcement officer. Where were you stationed and how have or have any of those experiences been a part of your comedy material?
Well, I did the traditional stateside, overseas stateside, the CONUS, O'CONUS. So you just kind of go back and forth. But I started in Great Falls, Montana. So that is a large part of one of my bits when I talk about me coming from the East Coast and going to Great Falls, Montana, which is definitely a different culture, and just having to adjust. So you're not just adjusting to military culture, but also culture in a strange land, so to speak. I mean, in some ways, Great Falls was just as foreign to me as Turkey. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, I can't wait to hear some of that material. That is going to be a lot of fun. Nikki, you are a mother of five boys. Does this inspire your material, and how do you balance home life with your comedy?
My family knows everything is material. They know everything is open for discussion. Everything is open to be mocked. They know that I will use any and everything for my comedy. I think that does help us with the balance, because when they start doing crazy stuff, I'm like, oh, I'll stop in the middle of an argument and be like, oh, let me write that down. They'll be like, Mom, you set me up for this, so it's going to have to be you. So, you know, they're getting used to it now. It was much funnier when they were little because they said the craziest things. But now that they're getting older, I have to, you know, adjust, because, you know, growing boys, some things, you know, we want to keep it clean, but some things you just like, write that down. So yeah. I kind of balance it. Everybody knows where we stand when it comes to stuff that comes to my comedy.
That's really great. What are the ages of your boys?
My oldest is 23 and my youngest is 8.
Okay. Wow. So you probably have some sibling material as well, since they're five boys. There's a lot of testosterone in that house.
Yeah. My 8-year-old, I call him the informant. But as he's getting older, you know, I have to up my ante, because sometimes he can be bought off by his brothers. So now he's like up for the highest bidder.
How does he get bought off by his brothers?
He likes cookies. So now that his older brothers are old enough to have jobs, because I have 17, 16, and 14. So, you know, they have little odd jobs. So that, you know, they'll buy him snacks or candy to, you know, to keep him quiet. So it's now he's up for the highest bidder.
Okay. And what has been his biggest take home prize there? Is it? Cookies, or
I have a son who works at Burger King, so now chicken nuggets are his thing. Like if he comes home with a 10-piece chicken nugget, he is bought out. Like you can't stop that.
This is the 8-year-old. What's his name? His
first Isaiah.
Name? Isaiah. I think Isaiah is my kind of young man. He's smart. I like it. That's good. Now, Nikki, you also have a video blog on IGTV. Meal Clock. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, Meal Clock is something I came up with when I was younger and only had like 3 kids. I realized I needed some time for just me. Like it started off with I would put the kids to bed, leave them with their dad, and I would be in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven with a Big Gulp and maybe a candy bar. Just no radio, no phone, no nothing. And just sitting there, just quiet, just enjoying the quiet. And so now I take that time. I still, you know, I might not be at 7-Eleven. I could be anywhere now. And I just take that time to just, you know, talk about something. It doesn't have to be anything really deep or anything like that. Or just talk about something that happens during the day or something I find odd or something I just want to talk about. You know, I think sometimes people feel like self-care is being selfish, and it's not. You need that time to just, you know, have silly thoughts and just be able to talk about anything and everything and just feel good, because it's, you know, silly thoughts are, we need them just
yeah. to happen. I agree with that. I've been learning a lot about self-care lately myself, and I like to think of it as when we travel, what do they tell us to do first? we put that oxygen mask on us before we can take care of other people.
Right, exactly.
And if we don't take care of ourselves, we don't have that, you know, as much to give to other people in our lives. It's a big, and I imagine for being a mother of five boys, it's critical.
It is critical.
Do you give yourself time every day, even if it's just a little bit of time?
Is this a daily blog? No, the me clock is weekly.
Yes.
Yeah, but I try to do every day. I don't always get it. Even at night, you would think, okay, the kids are all in bed. I'm just take this time just to sit, have some me time and think my own thoughts. But no, you know, there's always somebody going to knock on the door. Somebody's going to try to get in my bed. No matter how old they are, they're going to get in your
bed.
Mom.
Yeah.
You know, my boys, I pray for their wives because I swear they want to come in, let me rub their head. I spoil them. I take full responsibility for it. You know, rub their head, tell them everything's going to be okay. You're the greatest. You're the best man in the world. You know, all of that. They give them their little affirmations and then send them on their way. So
that's a good mama. That's a good mama. I love it. You also have, you're doing or co-creating a virtual talk show, Clean AF Comedy. And can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yep. Clean AF Comedy was actually PT's brainchild. He came to us because I too went through the boot camp of ASAP. PT told me about it. So I went through that boot camp and met some guys. And when I met PT, he was doing comedy at the local mall. And so he had passed out some flyers looking for comedians. And my brother found one and told me to call. And so, you know, that's how I met PT and Dwayne White and Nick Baskerville. So we did a couple of shows together. And then the pandemic hit. So we were looking for something to keep us, you know, in everybody's eyes and everybody's ears. So that's when we created Clean AF comedy show. It was a weekly show. You know, every Friday, 6 o'clock, we were there to talk about any and everything. It was fun.
It definitely sounds like a lot of fun. That's really neat. PT, you performed at the White House. Tell us how that happened and what was the experience like?
So in reverse order, it was great. And it came about, I think the second year I was doing comedy. It came through, the opportunity came through ASAP, the Armed Services Arts Partnership. Is that ASAP? Armed Services Arts, yeah. And it was... It was the end of Obama's tenure, second term. And it was just like, hey, let's do a comedy show with veteran comics. So all the vets that work in the White House were like invited to the show. And it was great. And it was an honor to be selected. Mind blown, right? And I just started doing comedy and I have this opportunity to do a show at the White House. So it was great.
Did you get a picture op with Obama? Do you have a picture?
Unfortunately not, because he was entertaining the prime minister from somewhere, him and his wife. So now President Biden was supposed to be the MC. And he decided last minute to go on the campaign trail for Hillary. And in retrospect, he could have stayed and did the comedy show because she didn't win anyway. So he could have just been there with us. And that would have been a photo op, right? I'm like, oh, I got him because he's the president now. So I was like, yo, I got a picture with the vice president, not the president. So,
what was he thinking making that decision?
I know, right? I would have made a different call. That's all.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying. How many comedians were in that show? Do you?
It was a few of us because, you know, keep in mind, you were all fairly new to comedy. So we had like a tight five. No one had a headliner type of material. So it's like we got five. So you had to put quite a few comedians together if they only have 5 minutes to make a decent show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's actually really nice though, because you had a lot of variety from the different vets in terms of their their voices and their styles and their stories, mm-hmm. I imagine. So it's probably highly entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, my wife told me, of course, you do your set, you walk off the stage. She told me I got a standing ovation. I don't know if she just being a wife and hyping me up or it really, I don't know. I walked off. I was just glad, I didn't forget my jokes. So.
I feel you. Well, the first time I saw you, I stood up. You're hilarious. And I'm excited to bring you down here in the Valley and share your talents with people. And Nikki, you're hilarious as well. The first time I saw you perform was on a virtual show. I was hooked from day one. It's going to be an honor to have you both here.
Oh, now,
you're very welcome. And PT, I did want to talk about your experience as a former pastor. Do you see any spiritual service in your comedy happening? And if so, what ways?
Yeah, I mean, well, people say all the time, laughter is good medicine. And that's actually in the Bible where it says a happy heart is good medicine and a joyful mind causes healing. So there is a spiritual component about what we do to bring people joy and happiness. That is very much ministry. So even the show that we came together and created during the pandemic, Clean AF was designed to help keep people's spirits up, because a lot of people were depressed and battling depression and just being inside and you're losing family members and family members getting sick and am I going to get sick? So we wanted to bring something every week, a bright spot where people could come and just for, it was like 45 minutes, just relax, free your mind. And I think at some level that helps keep us sane. It helped keep, even as us, for us as comedians, getting together and planning that it would be days where we all get on and no one's feeling it, but we start cracking jokes and then we all feel better. It's definitely a ministry component to that. And beyond that, I was just talking on Sunday about how the opportunities I have reaching people doing comedy versus saying, okay, come to my church. A lot of people have been hurt by church and they have these bad, feelings. So
yeah.
It's a great way to reintroduce them to church and to Christianity and to faith, because they're like, are you really a pastor? I'm like, yes. And then we have these great conversations in the comedy club I've talked about the Holy Spirit. I've talked about salvation in the club after shows, and people routinely come up to me. And so the follow-up question to, are you really a pastor, is like, where's your church? I want to come to your church. Because their expectation of a pastor is like, oh, he's real serious and, da, da, da. And I'm not.
Right.
I am who I am. And comedy has given me a freedom now to minister, even when I do preach, in a way that I didn't feel free to do before. But now that I'm a comedian, it's like, it's okay for me to crack jokes. But when I was just a pastor, it's like, this is serious work here. This is serious business.
Yeah.
I'm like, it is, but I can still be light and make humorous jokes.
Yes.
And, anyway.
I agree with that. God created everything. So it means laughter too. In my humble opinion. Now, PT, you're also launching a podcast. It's brand new. What is
Yes.
your new podcast all about?
So hopefully my goal of the podcast is to bring life, love, and laughter to help people get through this thing we call life. It's my thoughts on a lot of topics, basically. So it was birthed out of the Clean AF show, where we couldn't talk about everything. So we talked about it in the rehearsals, but we couldn't really do it on the show. There was a lot of times we're like, okay, this is funny or maybe not funny, but it's our opinion. And then we said, well, based off what we're trying to do with this show, we're not going to talk about this on the show. So the goal of the podcast is to be a place where I can talk about what I'm thinking, because it may be similar to other people what they're thinking, and let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. One of the first shows is going to be about relationships because I can't seem to get away from that. People are always asking about relationships. And my wife and I, we've been married for, it'll be 17 years on the 23rd of July.
Woo, congratulations.
Thank you. So we're still together. We're still together. So
he takes a deep breath.
Yeah. No, it's work. I think that's the thing that people are, you expect a relationship to be easy. You know, if I find the right one, it's going to be easy. It could be the right one, but it's still going to be work.
Mm-hmm. Work.
I agree with that too, because we do grow and change after we get married, and and that requires some adjustment. It's as if we're continually learning about each other.
That's right.
You know, and it's a give and take and lots of forgiveness on both sides.
So there's going to be, I don't want you to think it's just about relationship, but that's just one topic we're going to cover.
Right.
I have two boys, and my father, myself, and my oldest, we're 30 years apart. So we're definitely going to do a couple of sessions or segments where it's the three of us talking about topics, because that's, you know, three different generations.
Wow, that's cool.
And then my youngest son is an aspiring comedian. So we're going to give him time to come on and tell some jokes. I don't know. Based off his behavior, you may not hear him every week. You know, if he's on punishment, you won't hear the joke of the week that week. So this
how old is your aspiring young comedian?
He is 10, and he did some jokes at the last show we just did this past weekend, and surprised me, because he was like, who's going to introduce you? I'm like, I don't know. Why? Do you want to introduce me? He's like, yes. I said, okay. And I knew right then, I'm like, I don't know what he's going to say. But what he said was, it was funny. And he got a laugh. And I'm like, when did you think of that? He was like, I just kind of made it up on the spot. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow. That's great. Maybe we'll have to have him come with you next time for one of our shows. You could do a minute or two. Maybe.
Oh, he's definitely got stuff to say. And the first joke he was only supposed to tell one joke, and he tried to take over the show. I'm like, look, sit down.
And what is this bold young man's name? What's his first name?
Oh, Matthew, aka Matt Man.
Matt Man. Okay. Well, I'm going to be looking out for the success of Matt Man.
Yeah.
He sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
He's a character.
Yeah. Lots of comedians are characters. I find good ones too, like the two of you. I wanted to ask each of you what your writing process is like. And I'd like to start with you, Nikki.
Honestly, before I met PT and I took the boot camp class, I didn't really have a writing process. I literally would get up there and just start talking.
Riffing, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes it would work, most times it wouldn't. And so once you learn and you go to class and you learn, so what I do now is I speak into my phone in my notes, because I'm the type of person, if I write it, I'm thinking too much of how to spell stuff, and so it doesn't come across. But if I speak it into my phone, I can then go back and just adjust and like, what is this word? And like, oh, yeah, that's what I was trying to say there. You know, stuff like that. So I'm the type of person, if it comes to me, I just start speaking into my phone. People think I might be crazy, but when I'm famous, they'll know.
That's right. I like that attitude. How about you, PT?
So I'm not a great writer either. Stuff happens in life. I might see something that's funny, and I'm at the point now in my comedy career where family and friends constantly point out stuff like, oh, you need to put that in your routine, or are you going to put that in the routine? So yeah. I got other people looking out for me too. So when funny stuff happens, they're like, oh, okay. And then I'll make a note. I'll write it down, like what happened. And then try to fit it, you know, well, what's the premise, you know, here, what's a good setup for somebody who wasn't there, so that they can, you know, any audience can laugh. That's the toughest thing about situational comedy, is that you have to be there. So mm-hmm. to translate that into something on the stage, you have to have a good setup so that the audience, no matter who they are, can laugh at the punchline. So
that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's neat. I love that they're looking out for you. I have similar process when I'm out and about. I have a notes folder, jokes, and something happens. Oh, wait a minute. And, you know, even if it's just the idea and I know something funny can come out of it. And sometimes it's the whole joke. So it just, they're kind of all over the place in the digital folder. And I love
it. Dawn, the other thing is from your performances, like, yep. There are jokes that I have jokes now that are solid that came out of a performance, and it was an ad lib. It was a off the cuff. It was a riff, and it got such a great response. I'm like, oh, let me go work on that. Yes. And so that's why I really promote recording yourself when you do your set. So you can, cause it might be something that you didn't plan, but you said it and you're like, oh, can I say that again and get that same kind of reaction? So that's why I'm like, I'm not your typical sit down and write out a joke. I'm really, you know, it's like stuff that happens. Is it funny? How can I package that so it can be a joke on stage?
Both in your daily life and on stage. I like it. I like that a lot. How do you both prepare for a show? Nikki, how do you prepare for a show?
You know, I have a house full of people. So what I like to do is just go somewhere the entire day. I'm just like, don't talk to me. I need to quiet my mind, go over my set in my head. You know, I talk to myself and say it in the mirror or whatever, you know, try not to eat too much. I'm a woman of a certain age. So, you know, drinking things all day, you might have to go to the bathroom all day. So I'm like, don't eat or drink. Just, you know, try to keep yourself calm. That's how I prepare. I don't talk to the kids or the husband. You know, they think it's funny. They try to taunt me, mom, and they know I'm getting ready for a show. So then I get more jokes because then we're going back and forth about, like, one day I want to just do a set about marriage.
Oh, that'd be great.
Without my husband being there.
he might get a little sensitive. I want to hear that set.
One day.
I want to hear it. How about you, PT? How do you prepare for a show?
I mean, similar. You know, I've started this year, you know, so I'm trying to go to the next level. So I'm like, there's some work involved. So you gotta actually plan a little better than I've been doing to this point. So I've started tracking, like, this is the plan set. Here's the jokes. And then put in, I have a spreadsheet, a performance tracker. So I will annotate things like, you know, what kind of audience, you know, what kind of response. And then I can, you know, take that data and try to figure out, okay, for this particular audience, if I have an audience like that before, then I can go back to a set that I've used before that I feel like might work with this particular audience. And then, like Nikki, try to get to yourself. It's amazing that a lot of comics get quiet. I have a lot of energy when I perform, but prior to the show, I'm very quiet and to myself, in my head almost, just because I'm so nervous every time I get up that I don't want to forget my joke. I don't want to forget my joke. And I'm like, especially the more time you have, the more nervous you are that, what if I get out there and I don't remember any of my jokes? Like, what happens then? Or what happens if people don't laugh? So
that's my biggest fear.
Yeah. So a lot of in my head time. I always pray before the show. It's similar to when I preach. It's like you say that prayer, you connect with God. Like, mm-hmm. I approach it the same way. I'm like, God, have your way. You know, mm-hmm. And it's been working. It's been working. It's like, look, let one person laugh, God. You know?
Let me be a vehicle or a blessing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you approach it like that, I mean, for me, it works. Like, that's because for me, it's ministry. So it's like, let somebody get some out of it. Let somebody be, enjoy it. I love doing shows with Nikki and the others because it, then it's not just about me, because I know they're funny. So
that helps a lot.
Yeah, I'm more relaxed when I do. Like, Nikki went before me on the last show, and she did a great job. She killed it. And
I'm not surprised.
You know, and Vita said, Vita's my wife, she was like, I was a little nervous because they were laughing. They was getting, you know, she was getting good gut laughs out of people that you had to follow her. And I was like, well, you know, there's two parts to that. One, you want somebody in front of you to do well like that, because then the crowd is already laughing.
Yeah.
And then two, it's a challenge to me to be like, okay, I got to push it that much harder. So Nikki is pushing me to be better. So I love doing a show with her. You know what I mean? Because it's not, I don't have to do heavy lifting when I get up there, but I got to work because she didn't pull the laughs out. So you got to be like, okay, I got to get every little bit of laughter that's left in the room.
Vice versa is vice versa.
Right.
At the end, they're like, yo, that was a good show. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, if Nikki brings the house down, then PT is going to bring the house down.
I got to bring it. I want her to do the best she can do, so I can. She forces me to be the best I can be, and I'm like, this is. And then, you know, here's the thing with comedy. At some point, you know, Nikki may be the headliner. I'm like, okay, let me feature for you, and let you, because of the level that she's. You know what I mean? Like, we just got to understand, as comedians, I think, you know, and as friends, Nikki's definitely a friend of mine. I want her to excel. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes
Absolutely.
People are in this game and they don't want anybody to be better than them. I'm like, that's stupid. That's,
right.
That's
short-sighted.
You know,
I think that's short-sighted.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can all make each other better. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she might be the next Tiffany Haddish. Like, who am I?
Oh, snap.
You know, who am I to try to keep her? Oh, no, you're not ready. Like, I want to push her. I want her to be successful, be everything that God's created her to be. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then, because we got to, I'm sorry, I'm a preacher, so sometimes I get preachy.
Do it.
We just got to know our role. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to
yeah.
run our race. You know, my race might be like a Tony Woods, where you're helping comedians. You know what I mean? Like, he helped Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Some people are like, well, who's Tony Woods? I'm like, you know what I mean?
No Tony Woods.
Right. But I'm like, he's helped a lot of comedians. You know what I mean? So that might be my role, but that's okay though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just
gotta
be able to embrace where we are in the thing and do our part to help. Cause it's the big picture. Like, what do we want to do? What's our goal? And I think my goal, I just watched a comedian, a friend of ours on America's Got Talent. And I was so excited for him because I'm like, clean comedy is something that we need in this day and time. So for him to be clean and funny, I'm like, do it, man. I want him to go as far and as high as he can go. You know, I'm rooting for him, I'm supporting him. But I feel like that's what we should do as comedians. We should support one another, you know, and if I'm winning, you win. Like,
exactly. Yeah, it's win-win. And to me, you know, the bigger goal and bigger vision is to provide that gift of laughter. And, you know, we just don't know. I've said this before. We just don't know what people are going through in the audience.
Exactly.
And to be able to be that shining moment, you know, that just bright spot in their day, and to be blessed and relieved for even a few moments or for the time of the show, to just take a break from all of that, whatever's going on in their lives. I say it a lot. It's a great life reset button to go to a comedy show, and comedians that give that are given a gift that you can't put a price on, really.
Right.
Yeah. It's healing. It's healing stuff.
Yes, it is.
Healing stuff. I love what you shared there, PT. Now here's another question for the two of you. What are your top five comedians? Miss Nikki, we'll start with you.
I would say Lucille Ball.
Oh, yes, my heart. Yes.
Because I loved her show. And it's so, you know, her seeing her grow up at that, in the time that she was, and I studied her life, I've watched documentaries. I just think she was absolutely, she might not have been a comedian, but, you know, stand-up comedian, but the comedic actress that she was one of the reasons why I wanted to do what I'm doing. Then I would say Robin Williams.
Good one.
Dave Chappelle, definitely. I feel like Dave stole my life because we are about the same age. We grew up in the same area. If I had known that you could go out and try to pursue your dreams as a comedian at 16, 17, 18 years old, I really truly believe me and Dave would be best friends in my own mind. In my mind, we are best friends, actually.
There you go. Let's claim it.
Chris Rock. I think he's hilarious. And
another good one.
There's a toss-up between Kevin Hart and Bernie Mac.
Oh, yeah. Those are also two. They can have a tie.
Yeah.
we'll allow that. How about you, PT?
So I'm making my list based off of people I want to meet in life, I guess. No, I was like, if they hear the podcast, they know that. But I would have to definitely give one of my slots to Bernie Mac, the late, great Bernie Mac. Hilarious. I love the way he told those stories. Speaking of stories, late, great Charlie Murphy. I feel like he was just a gem. So unfortunately, I can't meet those people on this side, but they were great. My top one, I make a joke about him all the time because I hope he hears it and is like, okay, I want to work with him, Dave Chappelle. And I know that as a clean comic, I don't know, but Dave Chappelle, I feel like he's in my top five. Kevin Hart, because of his work ethic. Now, people, you can say what you want to say, or he's not funny, whatever, but that dude got a hustle and a grind. And then rounding out my top five, I would put Angela Johnson in there. I don't know if a lot of you know about Angela Johnson. She is hilarious. She is the female comedian who is clean. She works clean, and she is funny. And, yeah, I'm like, That's it right there. I love it.
Those are great fives, both of you. Great fives. If you were given a chance to interview one of them and you could only pick one, who would you pick and what question would you have to ask?
Only pick one, though.
Yeah, just one. She's saying, and they don't have to be living. So if you wanted to ask one that's on the other side, theoretically speaking. I know. They're thinking.
I wouldn't.
What do you got?
Okay, there? I would say, honestly, Robin Williams.
Okay.
Robin. I want to say Dave Chappelle. Hey, Dave.
We're all talking to Dave right now. Okay. You know,
the reason I would say, I would ask Robin Williams how he was always on, no matter where he was always on. And I strive for that energy. Like, how do you keep that energy to always be on no matter what? Like, I've seen interviews with him. He's been on cameos of TV shows that I love. The Aladdin, like when they redid Aladdin, I was like, who is Will Smith? Nothing against Will Smith. You know, you cannot beat Robin. You know, he was just authentically himself. And Mork and Mindy, I grew up on that. Am I telling my
name? It's okay. I love Mork and Mindy too. I'm right there with you.
consistently on. And I would wanted to know, how would you maintain that?
That's good. I like that. How about you, PT?
I would definitely love to sit down with Dave Chappelle and have a conversation because You said one question, though.
I know.
I don't even know what to ask him, but I would probably ask him, like, if there's one thing that you, one piece of advice you give to a new comic,
good.
What would that be? You see what I'm saying? Like, I want to, and hopefully that's the kind of question that would open up the floodgates and he'll just drop all the knowledge and wisdom of what he's been through and what he's seen. And yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the answer to that question too myself. I'd
be next to PT ear hustling because it wasn't my question, but I would take advantage fully of what was being said.
We all want to be
listening. No, because I feel like at that level, you can distill it down to, like, you know, what's one thing you would tell somebody? And because they've been through so much and seen so much that they'd be like, oh, this one thing, you know, you like, it'll be something that you ain't even think about. Like, and all the things that we're trying to do as comedians to move up, they'll be like this right here. You're like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Okay.
Yeah. Wisdom. I'd love to hear that myself. I want to be in that interview for sure. And now, as we wrap up here, can you share with our laughers how they can follow each of you on social media? Take two on that question. How can they follow you on social media?
I'm on social media as Funny Girl Productions on all. I'm not on all social media. Facebook, Instagram, and of course TikTok.
All right. You can't see her, but she was dancing. That's good.
Go to TikTok and you can see her dancing. That's
yeah. Exactly. Oh, you dance on TikTok, do you, Nikki?
It's not good. Not good at all. Okay. It's there, but it's, you know, just now. My just bones don't move that way they need to for these dances. Okay.
That's good. How about you, PT? How can they follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at PT Bratton. And I'm also working on YouTube, but it's under construction. So those are the Twitter is hit or miss, mainly on Instagram. Facebook is my secondary. But yeah, all platforms at PT Bratton.
Great. And laughers, we'll make sure that information is available to you in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, Nikki and PT. You both are absolutely amazing, funny, hilarious.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. I can't wait till you guys come to the Shenandoah Valley and share your funny with our laughers here. So it's going to be exciting. Thanks
again.
Looking
forward to it.
Yes. Great. Laughers, listen up. You can catch these two perform live Friday, August 13th at One Tribe Farm's highly popular Outdoor Summer Fun Series, where we'll have fresh off the farm food prepared by Chef Jordan, live music by Versus, and an X2 comedy show. Bring your tribe to One Tribe Farm. It's located in Mount Sydney, just 20 minutes south of Harrisonburg. Then on Saturday, August 14th, you can catch them live again at our one-of-a-kind Comedy and Kazuba monthly event at Friendly City Dance Room. It's two parts dance lesson, two parts comedy show. The event makes for a great date night where you'll learn the partner dance Kazuba, a form of dance originated from Africa, and you can laugh the night away. Make it a night or a weekend you will remember and buy your tickets today. We'll be sure to put that information in the show notes as well, and we will see you there. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.